And there was another person who actually spent the winter and was able to record he did spend was Captain Button, and actually find the location where he was. He had spent his time in Churchill River, the north side of it. So let's say, let us measure the time from that time on. 1610, Captain Button spent a winter in Churchill River, survived, and returned to tell the story. And so is our First Nations have seen them. The tribe we know today as Dene people, they went to visit, they went to watch, and some the Cree or Muskego people watched them from distance, knew they were living, but they didn't touch them, didn't go and see them. Anyway, the story comes that way. It was before that time that this thing happened, which I am going to tell. So it happens here between the James Bay and the James Bay, southwest coast of James Bay, where the land, where the shore in line with the northwest. All the ridges are lined on the shores of the northwest. Between Cap Henrietta Maria and York Factory, the old abandoned site, Hudson Bay Company. It was in that between the story take place. We don't know exactly where it is, but we tend to say it happens very near in Cap Henrietta Maria, where the Muskego people used to spend the summer, because it's a very, very nice place to be. It was in that time before the European came, when the people used to live there as a family group, that the three young men, the young men at that time were not considered yet a mature or adults until they are past 25 or 30, because it took 30 years for a man to be able to function as a man. It has about 20 years, 25 years for a man to acquire a knowledge to be able to survive on the land without any assistance from any other person. It requires 25 years for someone to master the skills to survive on the land. And that it was that time then that the young men were considered the men, and they were able to take a wife and have a separate married life. It was in that period that these three young men, who were about over 20, who were always hunt together, enjoy life together, and have everything just like any other young men. They have their little girlfriends, they have their arranged partners, and perhaps they were just ready to get married. But they were very, very energetic, strong, and very good hunters. They were near to be married, they were ready to get married. And it was in summer that they enjoy most, because it's free of cold, because it's free of everything, so they can spend the night anywhere without worry. And then they used to go out hunting together. Sometimes, maybe three nights, sometimes even more if they wish. But there was no problem, because they mastered the life already. And therefore, these same three young people who enjoy so much life went out as any other day, went out to hunt one beautiful day. And that they never returned, at least that summer. They were considered just extended hunting trip, or maybe their curiosity of adventuresome, which they were, maybe took them more than 3 days to exhaust their curiosity. The First Nation people understand that.